Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the border wall dispute certainly grabbed all of the headlines about the government spending bill passed last week in Congress, but tucked away in the legislation was actually one helpful provision for America's livestock haulers, an electronic logging device implementation delay until September 30th of this year. This issue is certainly a top priority of many U.S. livestock organizations like the NCBA. And during the recent cattle industry convention in New Orleans, I talked with the NCBA's Executive VP of Government Affairs, Colin Woodall.
We have a problem trying to get cattle from their origin to their delivery and do so in a way that they don't have to be unloaded and reloaded again. That means we need more hours of service for drivers to be able to drive and do so legally. It is truly an animal welfare issue. We need those trucks going down the road to keep those cattle safe and happy. And we do believe we're going to have an opportunity to expand the hours of service. We have a petition at DOT that would take that from 11 to 15 hours. While it's not everything that we need, it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Without question, ELDs and hours of service, two big topics for the U.S. livestock industry. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.